y'all, and welcome back to another episode of Be Still and Run, where we encourage young ladies around the world to focus on their relationship with Christ, to really grow in intimacy with Him, to feel that feeling that something is missing, and to use running as a springboard because it relates so much to the Christian life. It's crazy. So I'm your host, Ellie Ann, and today I am talking about revolutionizing your New Year goals. So I know it's January, and a lot of times people will plan their New Year's beginning in, you know, November, December, somewhere in there. Sometimes they wait until January. For me this year, I started in October last year, just a little bit, and then in December, getting close to Christmas, I did focus on that a little bit more. And I know in January, I did dial everything in, sort of like I do my nutrition for racing. And so today I wanted to just share some ideas with you, sort of springing off of a last week's episode of what is most important, which is your relationship with God. If you are a true born-again Christian, that is the only way you will ever succeed in this life at anything. And it's the only thing that will ever bring you lasting joy and peace, because that is what we were created to be, is an intimate relationship with Christ. So last week I talked a little bit about that, and this week I'm going to be sharing some ideas and some things that I have done, kind of dive into 8 different things I would suggest you try or just play around with or pray about which one God would have for you. So I hope you enjoy. So to start this episode off, I wanted to make it very clear that there is a difference between asking God to join us in our plans and asking God to help us join Him in His plans. So as Christians, we know that God's will, in a sense of we all have free will. We all can make choices, but God has a specific plan in mind that He will accomplish. And it's our choice whether we just, you know, walk away from God and say, I'm going to do what I want to do, which is what I did for all the way up until 2020. So, I don't know, at least 10 years of being able to dive into goals and stuff. So for 10 years, I sought God and asked Him to join me in my plans. I did seek Him a little bit about how to do it and all of that, but there is a total difference between asking God, just completely surrendering your life to Him, and saying, I want to do what you created me to do. So Ephesians says, you know, we have works that God created for us to do before the beginning of time. And so why not ask Him what those are and just join Him willingly, join Him in a journey and an adventure. And like I said last week, it is not easy. It is just like training for a race. There are hard times. There are things you have to work through. There are, you know, injuries. There's like the Christian life is no different. There are things you are going to have to work through. It's not all glamour, but like I was sharing last week, if you can just focus on your relationship with God and make Him the priority of your life, you will be able to get through those situations much easier and with a guide and a friend and a comforter right by your side the entire time. So I wanted to make that clear before I got into this, because I have been seeking God and what He wants me to do for the last 4 years, and I have seen a tremendous just moving forward in my goals, of accomplishing my goals, as opposed to the 10 years of I didn't really get very far. It wasn't fulfilling. I just kind of was, I don't know, boring in a sense. And I just kind of did it just because, you know, I wanted to and whatever. So I would definitely recommend you listen to last week's episode if you did not already, because that has to be first as a Christian. So for this week, I have 8 different things that you can do to revolutionize your New Year's goals. And this is springing off of what I talked about last week, and that is seeking God first. So the best thing I would definitely recommend you do is pray about a verse for the upcoming year. So if you are listening to this when it's published, it'll be the year 2024. You still have plenty of time. 11 months is plenty of time if it takes you the rest of the month to figure out what verse you want. But don't pick a verse. Use this as a way to learn how to surrender to God, to listen to His voice, to listen to His leading, and ask Him to lay a verse on your heart that He wants to use for the year 2024. So that is, I recommend that. I encourage it. It is one of the best things I ever did. It's been 6 years now. I did it with my mentor for the first 6 years, and this year I am doing it with a few friends, which is exciting because I am excited to see what God uses their verse for them for this year. So, that can really be dependent on how specific your goals are for this year as to what verse God wants to lay on your heart, but it's also dependent on where you are in the Christian life as to what God may lay on your heart. And it is difficult if you are not used to listening for God's voice, if you're not used to surrendering to Him and trusting that He will answer. So I would just encourage you to just be honest with Him and tell Him, you know, I'm not used to listening for your voice. I'm not used to following you. So can you please make this clear to me? I can't do that for you. I can't pray for you to ask or to. I can't pray that God will open that up to you because you have to be willing. You have to take the step. So just be totally honest with God about how you're not sure if this is the verse He has for you. You're not sure if, you know, just share whatever with Him. So then the second one is going to be very difficult and it totally depends on what your relationship, like what level your relationship with God is already on. So I will link in the description below for you to listen to the episode on spiritual foam rolling because that will dive deeper into this one. But it is evaluating your heart and the past year with God. So my mom has this principle that as a family, we will fill out at the end of each year, and it has a bunch of questions of what your best thing was this year, what God taught you this year was, and just goes through a bunch of things. And then it also has on the back, I think it gives what are you looking forward to this year? What do you wish God will do for you this year? And so that would be how you would evaluate your past year with God. But also evaluating your heart is going to be very important to learn how to be honest with God and to also draw closer in that relationship. Because if it's in like running, if you have knots in your body, if you have injuries, if you have, you know, nutritional deficiencies, it's going to cause you to not be able to run your best. So evaluating your heart and coming clean of things, of bringing things to the light, of talking with God, just being open, that is going to really depend, or that is really going to play into how much of a relationship you have with God and how much He is able to bless you. Because it all says all throughout Scripture that there are a bunch of promises. God has His part, we have our part, and He can't do His part unless we do ours. So keep that in mind that if you want to be blessed, there are certain things you have to do in order for God to be able to bless you. So then number three is choose a character quality you want God to show you more of about himself. So if you want to know, learn more about God's character of giving, or his character of loving kindness, or his character of compassion, or mercy, or grace, or just whatever comes to mind. I'm sure something came to your mind. And that is normally how God works. It's the first thing that comes to mind before we start thinking ourselves. So you have to catch that first thing. That's why in my workshop workbook, I have blank lines for after session one, because I have to be able to read them the question and they have to write down the answer, the first thing that comes to their mind. I will not give them enough time to think about it. So the first things that come to your mind, not always, but most of the time, is what God is laying on your heart. So definitely choose a character quality, because when I chose his loving kindness last year, he used that to bless me and to answer prayers, showing me what his loving kindness was. It, not in a sense of proving it, because the Bible says he has it, so it is true, but I was asking God to show me because I really wanted to believe it in my heart. I didn't just want it to be a head knowledge. I really wanted to be able to believe that God was loving kind. So that is definitely something that I would recommend as well. And then number four, share your heart with God and then ask him to change your desires so that they match his. So obviously this could be a huge stretch for you, because you're like, well, I have all these desires and like these visions and these dreams and different things that I want to be able to do. And that's all fine and well. God created us, most of us, it seems like. I haven't met anyone yet that doesn't have like just specific dreams or desires that they want to accomplish in life. But just asking, realizing that we are sinful human beings and our view of life is very limited. Realizing that God has the big picture in mind. He knows you in and out. He knows everybody around you. He knows all the situations coming. And he knows, because he knows the future, he knows what will grant you the most happiness in life. He knows what you really, really want. He knows what you would just glorify him in from your heart if you can just learn to be like, okay, God, this is what I want, but what do you want? And then just learning to surrender that, which is one of the hardest things of a Christian life other than waiting. So surrender and waiting seems to be like what everybody really struggles with. So if you can really learn to surrender your desires to God, and just, it goes sort of with number five. So ask God what he wants you to work on this year. Just if you can learn to completely go to God and be like, okay, God, this is what I want to do, but what do you want? Where do you want me? You know the future. You know what you have for me. Where do you want me? So, like, if you have a verse or a character quality that comes to mind, you're like, God, this is what I really want, but you know the future. You are full of wisdom. You know everything. What is it that you want me to choose? What do you want to show me more of? So just realizing that, choosing to acknowledge the truth, is really going to be key in this, because a lot of times our beliefs in our heart, we have constantly meditated on maybe I can't trust God or whatever. So whatever we have meditated on is what has become a belief of ours. And so you might be to the point to where you have to choose to believe the truth. You have to sit down with the scriptures and you have to say, it doesn't matter what I believe, because this is the truth. and just telling yourself that every time that it comes to mind. So then number six is write yourself letters encouraging you to follow the Lord with prayers for each month or week for this year. I did this 2 years in a row and I loved it. So the first year I did it, I did one for every week of the year. And I really sat down and I prayed about, okay, Lord, what am I writing for this one? And he would put it on my heart. And it was just, it was so amazing to, like, when I opened those letters each week, it was like, oh, wow, that's like perfect for now. And then the next year I did it, you know, I just kind of slapped it together on my own terms. I didn't really pray very much about it. And so then when I opened them each week, I was like, oh, that's encouraging or whatever it was. So if you do this, I would definitely encourage you to sit down in prayer with your Bible and ask God, okay, what should I write for this week or this month? If you only want to do one for each month, but what do you want me to write down for this one? And what do you want me to write down for this one? And just, I don't know, see what happens. See if each week you open it up, you're like, oh, wow, God, that is like so cool. That was like perfect for what I'm going through or what's going on in my life. So I would definitely recommend you do that if that is something that the Lord lays on your heart. I know, I feel like I've been saying I recommend all these, but you can't do them all. So just pick the ones God wants you to do. And then number seven is write yourself a New Year's love letter. So this is my biggest download on the website is the New Year's love letter that I kind of wrote myself, but then I also wrote it as if I was talking to my friends and then I sent it to them and everyone loved it. And it was very encouraging for me, but I kind of wrote it from a perspective of reminding myself and reminding other girls about who God is and the truth and different things. It's been a while since I've read it, so I don't really honestly remember exactly what it was, but just the goal in the New Year's love letter is to remind yourself of who God is and encourage yourself to keep going forward. So I wrote that from a perspective of somebody wrote it to me, and so then I sent it to other girls too. And then number eight is write yourself a New Year's prayer. So I shared this in last week's episode, the outline and then also the prayer that I wrote myself. So, and it's the same thing. The different people that I showed the prayer to, they loved it. They actually asked someone that I showed in person, they asked if I could send it to them. But it's just kind of in general, just asking God to remind me of who he is this coming year. And then also just kind of going through the truths, praising God and thanking him for what had happened that year. And it is general. I obviously don't go into details. And then also being like, God, these things were hard, and this is what I want to see next year, or whatever. So this is something I would definitely recommend over the love letter one, because the prayer will draw you closer to Christ. So if I could put an order of which ones of these I would recommend you doing, it would be to pray about a verse for the upcoming year, choose a character quality you want God to show you more of about himself, and then write yourself a New Year's prayer. So this is, I actually, the New Year's prayer that I wrote, I read during the really difficult time in December that I had talked about last week. And it definitely, like, it was so good for me to remember, okay, this is who God is. This is what he did for me this year. And it helped me to move forward along with the different people who were praying for me and different things. So I would definitely recommend that one, and I will leave a link in the description for this week's blog post version, and that will have the New Year's love letter on it, And then I will also leave a link for last week's blog post version where you will find the two New Year's prayer downloads. And you can also just go to the website and go under free downloads, and it's on there as well. Or hopefully I put it on there. If not, you can just go to the first two blog posts of the year. So my life has just kind of been very hectic lately, and I'm really trying to focus on God and allow Him to just lead me where I need to be. And I wanted to actually say something before I got off. So when I do things like this, I normally will pray and sit down with some coffee. I feel like the coffee helps me to think better, and then the prayer God is able to work through me and bring things to mind and different things. But this time I used a drink from Magic Mind. I don't know if you can tell the different the passion in my voice. I really asked God to help me focus and help me to, during the difficult situations in my life, be able to record this. And normally I use coffee, but this time I use a drink from Magic Mind. It has the matcha and ashwagandha and turmeric and the lion's mane mushrooms, you know, that everybody talks about that brings clarity and is good for recovery. And I also really appreciate the B vitamins in it because I think I am very low on those. So I would definitely, if you do not like coffee, this has really, it calms me and wakes me up at the same time. And I have a one time, for the first time, one time purchase. You get 20% off using my code, Allie-Ann, which I'll have in the description below. And also, if you subscribe for 3 months before the end of January, you get the first month for free on their website. So magicmind.com/JanStillAndRun. So I'll have that in the description below. But like, I was really praying for some passion, and like alertness and also just focus to be able to share this stuff with you guys. Because the last time I heard someone playing my episode, I was like, oh wow, I sound just a little boring. I was like, I need some more like energy or something. I feel like I'm just monotone and glum. I really like these drinks. They are very, they are definitely a good replacement for my coffee when I do stuff like this. So you guys can give that a try. Let me know what you think about it. And before you decide what you want to do for this year, please, I would definitely encourage you to pray, pray, pray. Don't overwhelm yourself with which one to do, which one to pick. I know a lot of times we overthink. I was actually told that last year, a friend's like, I think you're overthinking it. I'm like, you know, you are right. So definitely, just pick one that stands out to you. Don't overthink about it. Just do it. And I feel like perfectionism and feeling like we don't want to be wrong or we're afraid to fail or we're afraid to do something wrong, then that definitely crushes a lot of our creativity, a lot of moving forward. So make sure that you really go to God with this, really seek Him about it and allow Him to work through you, because it doesn't matter what I say or how encouraged you may feel from somebody else, you have to get it from God. You have to get your motivation from Him. You have to feel loved by Him. You have to get His approval, you have to realize that you're valued by Him, that you are loved by Him, that he is your most prized possession, but you are also His most prized possession as a Christian, as a child of God. So if you only remember one thing from this episode, it would be to please, please, please pray. pray, pray, pray. Pray about everything you do. The Bible says to pray without ceasing, and that, what's the one verse that says, if we acknowledge him, he's faithful to direct us or something? I can't remember. Maybe it's in Proverbs. Acknowledge God in all your ways and he will direct your paths. Yeah, that verse. I think it's in Proverbs 3. I'm not sure. But anyway, I pray you guys have a blessed week, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Be Still and Run. If you guys didn't know yet, or if you haven't heard yet, the applications for the Back to the Basic course are finally open. It has been a long time of trying to get everything in place, but this is a group of ladies over 18 that gather bi-weekly on WhatsApp for 12 weeks to encourage each other to run the Christian life with God, not for Him. And this will be our second group since creating the course. My life has been very up and down, very hectic, so I never got around to opening again. This group will start in April of this year, 2024, and the prices only for this group will be around $15, however much the shipping and the workbook costs for you. And the preliminary is free. It will be online, so that way you can make sure that you do that before the course starts, or before the group starts. And the group is kept small on purpose, so make sure you fill out the application in complete honesty so we can pray over the different people that apply and choose which ones we feel will best benefit from the course and what we created the course for. So the price may change in the future, I don't know, so make sure if this is something you want to look into to join now before the price changes. And there will be a waiting list, so make sure you share whether you want to be on the waiting list or not. And there will be more information on the website. I'll have the link down below, and that way you can look over it a little bit more before you fill out the application. And then also, last year I created all of the content based off of the course. And so if you go to the course page, you can go down and you can see the different topic for each week, and you can click on each one and you can find the content that I made based off of that particular topic. And so I look forward to hearing from you guys. Make sure you check that out down below, and I will see you next week.